There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I'm Trevor.
And I'm Rob, and welcome to another show. We had a hell of a good pre-show, I feel.
Yes, absolutely.
It can't be rebroadcast. But this is what you're missing out, people, when you're not in the live chat room and pre-show. We do shit before and after we're done talking. Recording.
It's the uncut version that's before the show.
It is. Tonight was our music spectacular.
Yes.
Anyway, that's what you're missing. If you guys want to listen to us live, it's rffradio.com/live. That's how you listen, or of course you're listening to us in the podcast version right now. Hello to everybody out there driving or working. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely.
What the
heck? By the way, watching our show on Apple TV.
Yes.
Is still one of the five craziest things in history.
Yeah, I bet it is. I need to get an Apple TV.
I did that the other day. No, there was nothing on TV, and nobody was home, so I decided to listen to myself on TV.
Yeah, we need to probably add a video element at some point, but God, it's just, there's days that we have a hell of a time with audio, so.
Well, then everybody would be referring to you as Clark Duke.
Then. Yes, that's true. I don't need that. I don't need that. I don't need that hate on me, man. Apple TV is a thing. It's like a little box that you hook up to your TV, and
Apple TV is one of the five greatest
inventions in
history.
There's the Apple TV and the Roku. They're basically the same thing, except they get content from two different areas. I mean, yeah. The Apple TV can pull from Netflix, and so can the Roku. ROKU for everybody who wants to check that out too.
I think Apple TV also has Hulu. Hulu,
yep.
Plus, I think.
You can get Hulu on the Roku. The big difference is the Apple TV pulls and can rent and buy movies from iTunes. The Roku rents and buys movies from Amazon.
Apple TV, you can also now get live sporting events through if you order like the NBA package like the hockey package or baseball package.
You know, I think the Roku might do MLB. But I don't know if they do anything else.
They added that because, you know, let's say you're so pissed off. A lot of people won't, like me, I still need cable because right. I watch ESPN. I like live sporting events. So if Apple TV with that hook, if they get those sporting leagues to give them content, it almost eliminates the need for cable at that point.
It does.
Did you have Hulu Plus in like the NBA, in college basketball, NFL packages? If you can get that, then you've really almost eliminated the need for cable.
You do, and that's why there's so many, they call them cord cutters out there. A lot of people have just gotten rid of cable because it's too fucking expensive.
Yeah, I've tried to weigh the cost benefit of, say I ordered like, yeah, the problem is they don't have any NCAA college basketball passes.
Right.
They don't have the NFL package.
Sports is where they get people. I mean, that's the live events just aren't there yet.
If Apple TV could get those three things with Hulu Plus and Netflix,
yeah.
I'd probably do it because when you think about it, right, it probably, over the year, you'd be saving a shitload of money.
Right. And what people don't realize, and it's hard for me. I'm out here in the middle of fucking nowhere in Nebraska. I guess 8976 in the chat room hasn't had cable for years. But what people don't realize is there is free over-the-air HD channels that you can pick up. CBS, ABC, NBC. They're all broadcast from a tower. All you need is an antenna to pick them up. I think a lot of people forget that these days, if you live in a big metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That is absolutely true.
So, I mean, you can watch CBS, you can watch The Amazing Race and Survivor in HD with just an antenna if you live in a large area. Like Omaha and Lincoln have it, you know. I'm sure Grand Island and Sioux City have them here in Nebraska. But again, I'm too fucking far away to pick up those digital signals, so I get shit out here.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yeah, and people are talking about that in the chat room. There is free TV to be had.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
The problem is you wouldn't get, like, History Channel and shit like that.
No, you would
Discovery.
Not. That's where something like Netflix comes in, where you'd be able to maybe pick up some of those shows later on.
Do they go on Hulu?
No.
The only other problem with, like, Hulu, right? Let's say, like, a really killer episode of, like, Mad Men comes out. Everybody's talking about it.
Right.
And you haven't seen it yet. That would suck.
That does suck. That is terrible. That does really suck. But, anyway. I don't know.
Should we talk about Survivor and then gloss over The Amazing Race?
I don't even know what to say. I do want to say this. I got an upgrade here at RFF Radio Studios. We're speeding along at 32 megabits per second now for internet.
Nice.
32 megabits upstream and downstream. So all the geeks out there, yeah. It's pretty fucking cool to have that here in Nebraska. So the RFF Radio Studios got an upgrade today.
Nice. Very nice.
Any internet trouble now is your fucking problem, Trevor. I'm just kidding. Yeah, what do you want to talk about? We've got a few shows to talk about tonight.
No, yeah, let's start with Survivor. That was a fun episode. Survivor's actually gotten off to a great start to the year.
It really, really has. I feel really, really kind of bad for the Matsing tribe.
they should have finished in the top two there. I was actually kind of happy that they lost because I thought Blair Warner was going to go home.
Yes.
if her tribe went. And now it looks like she might, although your boy might be going home. They're hitting Michael Scoopin.
You said the key word. Oh, people hate me when I play that.
Yeah, I think Michael Scoopin may be on his way out the door.
He might be. I don't know if like that man...
All the commercials I watched,
yeah.
It seems like they're going to bring Blair in and backdoor Michael because he's an ex-player. Although Jeff Kent is looking to backdoor Jonathan, which to me makes a lot of sense.
It does.
He now has the immunity idol.
I don't know why they're teasing us so much with the Tandang tribe. That's Michael and Lisa on that tribe. I don't know why they're teasing us so much. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't go to tribal council at all.
You think Matt Singh now actually might have a bit of an advantage in challenges because between Russell and what's the other guy's name?
Malcolm. That's his name.
Malcolm. With Russell and Malcolm representing half the available athletes competing for their tribe, you would think that would give them a bit of an advantage.
The thing is, Roxy was kind of an athlete. I mean,
Roxy wasn't bad. If they were going to, the catch was, I think the reason why Roxy's gone and Miss Utah is staying is because
her boobs.
They knew they would lose Malcolm. They would have, Malcolm would be completely down and out.
Yeah.
And I guess they decided, you know what, we'll get rid of Roxy, keep Malcolm happy. Hopefully we can kind of carry Miss Utah through a challenge.
I don't think it was a they decision. I think it was a Denise decision.
Well, I think Denise made the decision. Russell, I think, would have preferred getting rid of Miss Utah.
Yes.
But he wasn't going to fight over it. Yeah, he was going to allow Denise to make the decision.
Right. And I think Denise probably, for her own personal game, made the right decision. She needs Malcolm. Denise absolutely needs Malcolm.
If you're Denise, yeah, I see what she was saying in terms of she could be a third person out. But really, if you're Denise, you could always just align yourself with Russell.
Yeah, but at this point, you're so early in the game. It's a matter literally of survival. Mm-hmm. You just need to make it to another week, another tribal council,
and just keep your tribe strong. Hopefully. Yeah, she's not a terrible competitor either. The only one who's awful is Miss Utah.
Yeah. What is her name?
She's actually young. She should
Angie.
Be better. Yeah, she should be 20. Better in challenges.
She's 20. She is young.
You would think the youth, she looks like she's in good shape.
Roxy was in amazing shape, though. Roxy looked like she was just in amazing shape.
Yeah, I agree, but you would think Miss Utah is in good enough shape that she shouldn't. I mean, she was awful in that challenge. Poor Russell was hauling the two boxes of puzzle pieces, and she was, like, half-heartedly pushing it from behind.
She just didn't care. She just... I don't know. There's a problem on that team, and I really think that it's Russell Swan.
Well, I think Russell actually competed, was trying as hard as he could in that challenge. I thought him and Malcolm were basically spent, and everybody else is kind of like, you know, I feel like him and Malcolm were left hanging out to dry now. Why are they working on the challenge if they said to haul the puzzle pieces back?
Yeah, I don't know. Steven was here in the chat room, made me laugh. He said, I'd be better than her speaking about Angie, and I'm 18, so yeah. And I'm fat.
No, I mean, seriously, here's my argument. Here's my thing, right? All right, if Russell and Malcolm were pushing every or pulling the things, right?
Right.
Why wouldn't you have your rested players doing the puzzle?
Yeah, I don't know.
Angie looked like she was going to die. Everybody else, I mean, it was just like, whereas the other tribes looked like, I don't know, maybe they're eating or in better shape. Maybe. But the other tribes are working as, like, a five-man team on the puzzle.
Well, and FN Fruit Bloops in the chat room makes a good point. Being in shape and being athletic are two different things, and that's a really good point, too.
That is a great point, actually.
You know,
may look athletic, but she's not in good shape.
No, she's not in good shape at all. And yeah. Usually, you know, beauty queens, with all due respect to the beauty queens out there, they're beautiful, but they just don't have maybe a lot of the muscle that... that yeah. you need. I don't know. I mean, I'm a fat piece of shit myself, so I don't know what it's like to be in shape and be an athlete.
No, I mean, seriously, at some point, you know, I mean, gosh, I mean, to me, and here's what I don't get. If I were going to go on the show Survivor, I would get myself into the best shape I could possibly get in. I'd get back and start swimming again.
Right.
I would do whatever I could. Because how much time do you have to train for the show? Probably 2 or 3 months.
I would say, right? You've got at least a month and a half or 2 months. You have to know within 6 weeks that you're in the top, you know, 32 candidates.
Yeah, you would think you would have enough time to get yourself into peak physical condition, right? Yeah. So at the very least, the first week of the show, you're doing fine.
Right.
Yeah, I understand, like, you know, between, like, you know, day 8 and on, you know, that's when not eating, not drinking.
Your muscle mass probably begins to deteriorate a little bit, but...
But, I mean, what day are we on right now? This guy was, what, day 5 on the island?
Day 6. The Wikipedia says that Roxy was voted out day 6.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you would think that you could do enough work on yourself that you could last for the first week looking good.
Yeah, you would think so. The big thing is, and I don't think anybody on Matsing is staying well hydrated.
Yeah, that's another thing, because the other tribes just look
rested
in better shape, and they look like they're just in awful shape in Matsing.
Yeah, they really just look terrible. I don't know. Like I said, I think Russell might be the problem on that tribe. I really do. I think he's too controlling, and he's making the wrong decisions for the tribe.
Yeah, you could be right. This is going to be a big if they lose this challenge, I would assume they get dispersed amongst the other two tribes, right?
I would think so, but, I mean, yeah, there'd be 4 players left, I guess, from that tribe.
There's only four now.
So
if they lose another one, they're down to 3.
I think they get them down to even numbers. If they're down to
2 and put 1 on each tribe?
Yeah. Just decimate the tribe.
I actually want there to be another Oolong situation.
Oh, God. Wouldn't the Oolong situation be awesome?
Remember, it was on the island by yourself.
Poor Stephanie.
To me, I think that would be the freakiest thing ever, right? You're on this island by yourself, no lights, no electricity. I would be clutching like a big piece of wood all night.
I would just...
ready to smack anything that comes near me.
Or just masturbate all the time. That seems to be a popular pastime in Survivor.
Well, the only good thing, I guess, is there's obviously cameramen all around you. So you're not really by yourself.
Yeah, but at some point, is there care? My question, and I've always kind of wondered this, and I think the answer is yes, but Is there cameramen there 24/7?
Yeah, I'm assuming there is. I would think so. Haven't people been on our show said there is?
I think so.
I forget who was on our show that said, for every one person on the island, there's three cameramen.
That's insane. That's crazy.
They have to be there. I'm sure there's a cameraman around you all, because... Yeah. What about when people steal off into the night and start looking for the immunity
island? Yeah, that's true. Or going off and banging each other. that's the biggest source of dehydration right there, is just too much masturbation and sex. I think we might see Malcolm and Angie sneak off in the middle of the night for a little.
They're already being... After Tribal Council, I have a feeling you're going to see Malcolm try to pull back a little bit.
He better. He fucking better. Because that's dumb. Why would you do that to yourself?
I think Matching's going to win a challenge, though. I think they're going to avoid the chopping block this week.
I would love to see him get...
Too much foreshadowing going on.
I know. There is just too much talk of Lisa, you know, agreeing to vote out Michael Scoopin.
What did Michael Scoopin do that he's going to get himself voted out?
He's just too much. I think he's just literally too much of a threat to everybody else.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like he dominated his season. Oh, God, we got to get rid of Michael Scoopin.
No.
Like, Jonathan Penner is a gigantic weasel, so if yeah. I were on... I would absolutely target him first if I were on their tribe. Anyone who's watched his performance the last couple seasons knows he's not to be trusted.
No. Quan Ben in the chat room says, I think Penner's tribe may lose next. I don't know. I mean, I don't look at spoilers, but it would make sense if Penner's tribe would go next. I just think they're putting so much weight on the fact that we see Lisa talking to whoever. I don't even know who he's who she's talking to vote out.
We don't really know the other tribes. They haven't had to scramble yet.
Right.
We know Matching now because they've scrambled so many times.
I just don't think that they go to tribal council. I think there's just been too much weight put on them in the previews for them to be going to tribal.
I agree. I think it might be Jonathan Penner's tribe that goes.
And Jonathan could be in trouble.
Well, Jonathan has the idol. They don't know it yet. But here's the thing. If I were on their tribe...
By the way, who doesn't miss that giant fucking thing on the top of the rice bin? That would be the first thing that I would have noticed. Like, where the fuck is that decoration that was at the top of the rice bin? I would notice that immediately.
To me, here's the thing. Jonathan Penner... He probably wouldn't use the idol right off the bat, right?
I think he may get voted out with an idol in his pocket.
I think so too, because if I had the idol, you're not going to use the idol immediately once you get it. You're going to hope to hold on to it and save it as long as you possibly can. Yeah, I have a feeling that he could get voted out with an idol in his pocket, absolutely. Yeah.
And I think we might need to say hi to Sarah Dawson, because there's rumors that she does listen to the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, she's been a longtime fan of Survivor, and she tweeted that she knew who we were.
Really?
I don't know if she was just being nice and saying, oh, yeah, but I need
Which
to find
Which one is it. She again?
She is the one that knows who Jeff Kent is.
Oh, shit!
Yeah.
I'm rooting for her. That's good. I can avoid saying bad things about her, then.
Yeah, so she tweeted Davey. Davey originally tweeted her and included me in the conversation, and I said something like, I sure hope she knows who we are, but she tweeted back, she's like, hey guys, of course I know about your show, hashtag original.
Nice. So, that's nice. That's awesome. You're the
so
original.
I'm guessing that at some point she's probably listened to us. I don't know if she still listens, but I hope so, and if she does,
that's
hi.
Cool. That's cool.
And come on the show anytime.
We're rooting for her. We like her. We decided we were rooting for her a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think I don't know what I said about her.
I think you said positive things.
Well, I sure hope so.
Even if we didn't, we're gonna come out and say that we said positive
okay,
things.
Okay, I'll take that.
That works.
So I think that Jonathan it might be in trouble, and I do agree with you. I think he might get voted out with an idol in his pocket.
Is there a worse feeling in history than to be voted out with an idol in your pocket?
I don't know. Ask James.
I was going to say there is when you get voted out with two idols in your pocket.
You get voted out with two what the fuck was that man thinking?
And he got voted out when there was only like seven people left, so theoretically he could have used two of his idols for, he only had, there's only three evictions left and he had like two idols in his pocket.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's, I think that's right. There's three tribals left where he could use the idols.
And he had two sitting in his pocket.
Two sitting in his pocket.
You know, though, he's actually, if you, when he came back on the show again, he actually had a pretty good sense of humor about
you,
that.
You have to. I mean, what the fuck do you do with, I...
You know, I might be a little bitter if that happened to me.
I'd probably be bitter too, but you get over it, I think.
Stop making fun of me. You hear? Stop making fun of me.
What amazes me is season after season, and I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the show, but it amazes me how in jest all these people take the show. I mean, the only person I can remember being like pissed off at the show is Jerry Manthey or Manthey.
Russell Hanson pissed off.
Russell was pissed off, but I mean, he took it all kind of in jest. It just amazes me. Like James, you know, he didn't come back bitter. To me, it almost seems like they do a lot of post like psych analysis and talk down. You know, unwind these people slowly. I don't know. It just seems to me that there's too many people that have such a good spirit about it afterwards.
Yeah, honestly, if I were on that show, I think at the end of it, I'd be like non-trusting of anybody around
me. Oh, fuck no. I would just be pissed off all the time. And I'm pissed off all the time now.
I'm not sure what makes me more jaded about humanity, Survivor or Big Brother, right? Oof. I think Big Brother, all of a sudden, you're just like, is that person talking behind my back? What the fuck is he talking about over there?
It's so hard in Big Brother because it's in such... Big Brother is so different because it's in such a confined space.
Yeah, at least in Survivor, you could walk a mile down the beach or something.
Yeah, yeah. You cannot kind of
collect your thoughts away from everybody
you
else.
You can't get away. You cannot get away in the Big Brother house.
No.
Yeah.
Everybody's sleeping in the same room. It's real awkward if you try to steal away.
Someone in the chat room, that's their name, said people on reality shows do get a lot of psychological help after they're done, and he thinks that's what he's heard in the past, which I would agree. I just think that they are too, you know, like, oh yeah, you know, that did happen. Ha ha ha. It was stupid at the time, but I'm over it now. I don't know if I would be that person.
No, I don't think I would be.
I just, if Dan did to me what he did to Danielle in the Big Brother house, I would probably assassinate him.
Yeah, Dan, yeah, looking back on Dan's career in Big Brother, there may never be another person as devious as Dan.
No.
You have to just throw that out there again. I actually think the way he assassinated Keisha was worse than what he did to Danielle.
Oh, no. No. What he did in this season was just way over the top of what he did in his first season.
Well, I'm talking about the actual kneecapping of
Yeah.
I thought he kneecapped Keisha worse than Danielle. He didn't really kneecap. He just kind of broke her heart.
Yeah, over and over and over and over and over and over again.
He definitely tormented her psychologically. But he didn't have a direct hand in evicting her either.
No, he didn't. We need to get Brittany. I think we need to Twitter bomb Brittany to get her back on the show. I don't know. I've Twittered her once.
Did we blow up last time?
What's that?
Did we blow up her Twitter account?
I think that's what we did last time, and I tweeted her once. I need to do it again. and maybe next week we'll decide to do a Twitter bomb on Brittany.
Didn't she just say, please stop Twitter? I'll come on the show. Don't blow up my Twitter account.
Yeah, man, that was something. I'm working on Ian as well, everybody.
Oh, wow.
Trying to get Ian on the show. But if we get Brittany on, maybe she can just call up Ian, you know?
a little work the magic like she did with Hayden.
Yeah, I mean, she got the winner on from the first time she was on, so why can't she do it again?
I'd be a little more upset about this season than I would be the season that she got eliminated.
No, she got boned over pretty hard by those boys.
She did. She got boned over by the brigade, but she got blindsided by Frank.
I think I'd rather be blindsided than legitimately screwed over like Brittany got the first time around. I would rather be blindsided.
Well, I'm waiting for someday if the person that gets blindsided and just picks up his chair and throws it at the flat screen TV and Julia.
Yeah, somebody. Where is the anger?
Well, you know what? Thanks, everyone, for voting me off. I wanted to be here for 2 months and not win $500,000. Thank you. By the way, Julia, I have a present for you. Boom. Picks up the chair and launches it into the glass.
I would just be like, fuck shit, cock whore, with my middle fingers up. Just be like, you cock suckers.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Exactly. Where is that at? Damn it. I wish I had that. Here it is.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Quan Ben in the chat room says, I heard Danny and Shane might be on The Amazing Race 22.
Wouldn't shock me.
No, wouldn't shock me either.
They owe it to Basin Rex could use some help with their casting. They may have to put me and Rob in charge of it. Just throwing it out there. I think we could have cast a better show than they did this year.
God. Yeah, we're going to talk about that here in just a few minutes. We're not done with Survivor yet, I don't think.
We're going to try to stretch Survivor a little long.
Yeah, we are. I guess I got some Honey Boo Boo to talk about, but...
Listen, I can't watch that show. You made me watch it once. And I can't do it. I'm sorry. I cannot believe that show may be the first show in history to get nominated for best reality cable TV show and worst reality cable TV show.
Yeah, it's definitely getting two noms this year.
And I'm not sure if you should be able to get nominated for both best and worst. We may have to make an example out of that one because. Yeah. That straddles the line between, oh my god, this is hysterical, and oh my god, I can't believe I've spent 10 minutes watching this.
Is
show.
It not the most like amazing show you've ever seen?
Oh jeez, yeah, well after you told me I had to watch it, I DVR'd an episode of the show and watched it, and oh god, I mean, it's. It's borderline incredible.
It is. I'm not sure if you saw the episode. Probably one of my favorite episodes is titled Skeddy. They make
you know the title of the episode.
Yeah, I do. they make Skeddy, make spaghetti, and June, Mama, the Honey Boo Boo's mother, Her secret family recipe to spaghetti sauce is ketchup and butter. So they make the noodles and then they smear they mix ketchup and butter together, melt it in the microwave, and pour it over the top of the noodles.
I mean, you can buy spaghetti sauce at the store for less than it costs to buy ketchup. To be quite honest.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's how they make Skeddy.
Yeah, I can't talk about this show. We've already exceeded my Honey Boo Boo quota.
One of the funniest moments is the show before the season finale in the episode titled A Chew. I always wondered, I was sitting there watching the show, thinking, why is this show named Achu? Like, June sneezes a lot, and they deliberately leave her in her sneezing fits. I mean, like any other reality show, there's the private confessionals where she's either outside or in her house. And during these confessionals, she will go on a sneezing rampage. And literally, she will just sneeze repeatedly 26 times. And the editors, in their brilliance, leave it in there because it's comedy gold. So that's what I thought. Well, she's just going to have a sneezing fit. No. At the end, they're talking to Alana, a.k.a. Honey Boo Boo. she's sitting there talking about how great her birthday party was, and she sneezes one time, and the snot just flies out of her fucking nose. And she sits there. They literally kept the camera on her, and I'm not kidding, for 2 minutes in silence as she just sat there with her hand over her nose, not knowing what the fuck to do. It was the funniest moment on television I've ever seen.
All I want to know, I just hope that they're taking all this money that they're paying Honey Boo Boo, and they're putting it in a trust account for her. Yeah, that's all I ask, that, you know, that all this, because right now that show has to be rated, because people that I would never guess watch that show are watching that show.
Yeah.
That should probably, I don't know how it's doing the ratings, but I bet it's doing far better
about
than
4 million. About 4 million a week it was doing.
For a cable show, that's crazy.
That's insane. That's literally insanity. It had better ratings than Mitt Romney's acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention. This Mitt Romney was on 96 channels, and Honey Boo Boo beat him out.
I mean, seriously, hopefully they have an agent negotiating for them. They're good size. They, yeah. We're talking, if they're getting $4 million on cable, we're talking $100,000 an episode Honey Boo Boo should be getting.
Yeah, they, you know, they only got for this first season between $2,000 and $4,000 an episode.
Yeah, that's going up.
That, listen, they're gonna increase that by at least 30-fold.
Shit, if I were Asian, I'd ask for $100,000. 4 million people on cable? Are you kidding me?
It's insane.
Shit, what does Jon Stewart get?
Oh God, I don't know.
Not, you know, 4 million people, I guarantee you that. Yeah, he's paid a lot more than $2,000 to $4,000 an episode.
Yeah, it, I'm sure it was in that $4,000 per episode. Steven was here in the chat room, says they want 10. They are easily going to get $10,000 an episode.
Listen, they're selling themselves short. Honey Boo Boo, before you sign that contract, call me.
I'll here comes you. Honey Boo Boo Child.
Listen, Rob and Trevor will represent you. Well, listen, you got 4 million people a week watching your show. You should get $50,000 at least an episode. We're starting at 100 now.
they really should be getting at least 30. Honestly, yeah. They should be getting at least 30.
Yeah. Oh, 10? Give me a break.
Yeah.
Get a new agent if you can only get 10.
So they've signed...
What are people on Jersey Shore getting? They're getting like more than 30. 10, and there's like 8 of them.
Yeah. They're like getting 30 or 40, weren't they?
Yeah, at the very least, they should be 25? Trying to pull in what the Jersey Shore cast is getting.
So Honey Boo Boo has... I mean, they renewed for a second season. They're in negotiations for that right now. They also signed up for a Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas special.
Ooh, that could be some big one-time big chunk.
Yeah, that's going to be some, like, you know, event television.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know where you guys can watch this online after the fact. I don't think it's on TLC. I'm sure TLC is just going to replay the shit out of it. You got to check it out. You got to try to catch an episode. This family's a fucking mess.
So should we go to The Amazing Race?
Well, let's talk about Survivor. Let's do our Survivor predictions for the week. What do you think's going to happen?
I think either Penner or Scoopin's going to go home. I'm going to lean Penner.
I'm going to say that Calabar loses. I'm going to say that Jonathan uses his idol and Jeff goes home.
Ooh.
Yep.
Jonathan fleshes out the blind side.
I think so. I think that they go after Jonathan, he pulls out an idol, and Jeff goes home.
Wow.
That's my prediction. Again, I don't do spoilers, people, so I'm just coming out of left field.
And besides, Survivor spoilers, you can never really... I used to check them out years ago. They're never really that accurate.
Before we started doing like this show, the RFF Radio... I was huge on the spoilers. Would read up on spoilers every week. And I just don't do it anymore.
Amazing Race gets good spoilers. Survivor is more hit or miss.
Well, we have that team of people following the Amazing Race around the world. You know how that works. You know those rumors. that Reality Fan Forum literally has people following the Amazing Race around the world.
With all the advertising revenue we're pulling in from the show, we afford to do that.
I mean, with Reality Fan Forum's budget, I don't know how we aren't doing that. I mean,
Listen, we're racing the teams on our own.
I'm standing on top of the reality fan forum empire. You know, just at the head of the empire.
What you don't see is when Phil is congratulating the teams, Rob is actually 10 feet behind Phil.
Yes.
With like a fake mustache and glasses on.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I was standing behind Phil and he was wearing that fucking god-awful hat that he was wearing the other night, I would have knocked it off his head. That hat annoyed me.
Holy shit, what's Clark Duke doing on the Invasion Earth?
God. We were texting last night during the Amazing Race, and I think the text that I read back today that made me laugh was, God, I even hate Phil's hat. No, I hate everybody on The Amazing Race, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's my thing about last night's episode. I haven't really decided who I'm going to root for, although I'm now leaning. Who finished second place? It was Danny and Melissa, right? Was that their names?
Amy and Daniel.
Amy and Daniel, I was close.
No, you weren't.
Yes, Amy and Daniel is who I'm rooting for.
And she's the one.
By the way, the Chippendales that you thought were going to win the season almost got eliminated.
Yeah, they did. Wow. Are they dumb? Are they not smart?
Did I not say there was going to be an equalizing factor?
Yeah, you did. They are retarded.
Listen, yeah, they have all the muscles, but yeah. The Amazing Race is also a thinking man's show.
Those people are not smart. Wow. No, I like Amy and Daniel a lot. She's the double amputee. There's nothing but fight in that woman. Nothing but fight.
Oh, I'm rooting for them. I said America's going to mobilize behind Amy and Daniel.
Yeah. But when are these teams going to fucking learn? Do not help anybody else.
See, I didn't mind it, and here's why. I've always felt it's not a bad idea to align with other teams. The first few legs of the Amazing Race, get yourself to the final five or six, and then really start playing for yourself.
Okay, I guess I can't disagree with you there. But this first leg is it's the $2 million entry fee.
You know what? The way I looked at it last night and the way I thought about it, yeah, it's nice, but the million's really what you need to win. Too much, you know, that's more gravy.
It is. It really is. But I just, that's tough. That's tough. Amy and Daniel, we're feeling the pain of helping Abby and Ryan.
Abby and Ryan are going to be tough.
Abby and Ryan are going to be very tough.
They're smart. They're good. They're in good shape. They're going to be a tough team to beat. I would install them as the favorites, and that's not because they won last night. You can absolutely see them winning four or five legs this season.
You know, just after the first show, Abby and Ryan, Caitlin and Brittany, Amy and Daniel, those are your teams to watch. Maybe Trey and Lexi, although I think Trey is just a giant douchebag.
Who is the monster truck drivers?
Would that be Rob and Kelly?
Yes, I think so.
Green mustache, green goatee. Yeah, that's Rob and Kelly. What about
them? They weren't bad.
You know, they surprised me. They came in, what, fifth, I believe? Yeah, they surprised me in terms of their placing. I figured they'd be the first team to go.
No, Rob and Kelly I could see going midway, being a middle-of-the-pack team.
Yeah. Natalie and Nadia are going to be a force to reckon with. I think they're going to trip up at some point and not be able to recover. I don't know. Yeah. I just don't like any of them. I really don't.
Other than Amy and Daniel, there's no team on the show I'm really like excited to root for.
Caitlin and Brittany, because they're blonde. That is the only way that I can get behind them.
They remind me of the Florida cheerleaders.
Yeah, they do. They do me too. I can't think of their names right now. and Gary and Will is the team that people are going to love. I mean, people are going to get behind Amy and Daniel for sure, but Gary and Will is that team.
Gary and Will seem like a fun team.
That is the team that people are like, you know, I want to see them on TV.
They could, you know, they work well together. They could get to like the final 7 or 8.
Jamie and Kara, thank you. Caitlin and Brittany remind me of Jamie and Kara.
Yes. Gary Will could hang around. They could stick around.
Yeah, they really could do well. Something's going to hang them up at some point, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Abby and Ryan, very versatile in terms of their skill set. Amy and Daniel, are, like I said, she's got nothing but fight in her.
Abby and Ryan and Amy and Daniel seem like they know what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah, and that's just kind of like, all right, you're kind of judging based off one leg, but it just felt like they kind of were in control their entire leg. They weren't freaking out or anything.
No, they sure weren't. There is something about Trey. I don't know from Trey and Lexi. What did I tweet last night? Holy shit. There was something I posted on Twitter that he reminds me of somebody. God, I can't even remember what I fucking tweeted. What's wrong with me, Trevor? Is it me getting old?
Is he even drinking too much?
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, there's view my profile.
All that Nebraska moonshine.
That's what it is. Trey from Trey and Lexi reminds me of Nick from Big Brother 8. That's what it is. Trey is Nick. Remember Nick from Big Brother
8? I remember Nick.
fuck, where's it at? Oh, I'd like to say... Oh, here it is.
Yeah, I think I'd suck his cock if I had the chance.
That's where that one came from.
If I had the chance, is what makes that one.
Nick.
I had a top 5 list of famous guys who I'd date if I was gay.
Matthew McConaughey.
Number 1.
Yes. That is Trey, people.
that's an interesting team. I'm not gonna say Trey is Nick. I'm gonna say, because Nick seems like he's more of a one of a kind of unique character, and I'm not sure if Trey is Nick like.
Yeah,
but you know, I like Trey. I didn't mind that team so much.
I don't like him. I don't know. I really can't put my finger on it. He reminds me of Nick, and I just don't like Nick either. I don't know.
I'm not opposed to Trey. I don't think he's like Nick. I think Nick is unique. I don't think we'll ever see somebody like Nick on reality television again.
No, we sure won't.
I mean... That's still one of the most absurd conversations I think I've ever heard in my life.
I'm not going to get into it, I guess, but...
Yeah, I think I'd suck his cock if I had the chance.
That's still one of the great lines in Big Brother history.
It really is. It really is.
You just want to go home and have sex. It's been a year since I've had any sex, and you guys are all having lots of sex.
That's
and
what
I am
is.
Very sexually frustrated, okay?
What made that all interesting was that Nick was dating Dick's daughter at the time.
Right.
The
house. Yeah.
Right?
They were fuck buddies.
Coming up with throwing that list out to the father of the daughter that he's, you know, that he's trying to date in the house. It was like, I don't know. It was like, what's he doing? What's his game plan?
I don't know he had no game plan. Nick was an idiot.
But
Nick was a moron.
But anyway. Who do you have going home next week on Amazing Race?
All of them. I don't fucking care. I really think that Rob and Kelly aren't going to last very much longer.
I can go with you on that.
Yeah. Thank God Rob and Sheila got eliminated, because that marriage would not have happened if Mr. Control Freak had a chance to run this race. Really, seriously. He's a freakishly over-controlling guy.
I kind of liked Rob and Sheila. I felt bad for them. I was kind of hoping they would beat out the Chippendales.
Yeah, you know, I don't... I don't hate James and James. I hate it that they have exactly the same name spelled differently. That's what I hate about that team.
Well, I kind of, since they're such the big favorites coming into the show, I was kind of hoping they'd be knocked out. It'd be like strike a blow for the underdog.
Yeah, I suppose. I really thought James and James were going to dominate this season. I don't know. That is how I sum up the Amazing Race as well. It's just one giant yawn. But, I mean, why can't I get into it?
I think it's like any reality show. It takes a couple weeks to marinate.
I know, but God, Survivor jumped right into the goodness.
Yeah, Survivor sometimes has had a marination period, though.
It has. I don't know. Could you have eaten the frog fallopian tubes?
No.
Sure couldn't have done that either. And Rob, or was it Rob? Yeah, Rob from Rob and Kelly ate two of them. Ate two servings.
Yes.
How fucking...
I thought that was disgusting.
How fucking, like, ugh. I just... The consistency would have got to me. They probably didn't have a taste, really. I don't know. I do like gross food challenges, but it wasn't captivating last night. It was not captivating. I don't know. The Amazing Race has got to pick it up a little bit, folks. They've won Emmys, though. Are we in the minority, Trevor? I mean, it's an Emmy-winning show. It won two more Emmys again or something.
Well, the thing about The Amazing Race, what it has going for it is it's such a good family-friendly show.
It is. It really
you can
is.
Definitely watch it with all of your with everybody around and not have to worry.
It is true. I mean, because there's no major backstabbing.
No.
And a lot of people do have trouble with that. I mean, there's some families that won't watch Survivor or Big Brother because it's the backstabbing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know people from my own life that won't watch it because it's too backstabbing. Yes. They don't think that's family entertainment, which everybody's has the right to their opinion. And you know, if you don't want to watch something, turn it off. The Amazing Race has got, something's got to pick up.
Are we missing Survivor this week because of the presidential debate?
I sure hope not. I sure hope not. Really?
Because isn't the debate on Wednesday night?
Yeah, I think so. October 3rd. That's got to be Wednesday. No, Stephen, it's not on till 9. Stephen was here in the chat room, says it's not on till 9.
Okay, that's good.
So,
I still say that if I were one of the network, I would totally try to counter program the debate.
No kidding. I just don't see this happening. Unfortunately, man, it's not looking good for Mitt Romney. He's got to have a stellar performance against somebody who is a master debater like Obama. And Obama is really good at debates.
I think Obama's winning.
Yeah, I think this one's over, folks. I don't think there's going to be much of a race.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a political person anyways, but...
Yes, you are. Shut up.
But I just think Obama's run a better campaign right now.
He has. And Mitt Romney just is not that exciting to the Republican base. Like... He's just not.
He needs to figure out a way to come from behind right now.
He does.
He needs, if he wants to win,
he needs a stellar performance here.
Yeah, if he wants to win, he's got to walk into that debate and blow people's socks off.
Yeah.
I still say my whole thing about all these debates is for the vice presidential debate, they should still have Jeff Probst narrate it.
We've been saying this for 8 years.
How awesome would it be if Paul Ryan and Joe Biden were sitting on logs and Jeff Probst was narrating?
Okay, so that debate isn't even going to be Paul Ryan is going to blow Joe Biden out of the water in that debate.
First off, it's the vice presidential debate, so like 10 people are going to watch it anyway.
Right, nobody's going to watch it.
Wouldn't more people watch it if you had Probst there grilling them while they're sitting on logs?
Yes.
I mean, it's not riveting television.
That would be
It
excellent.
Would do better ratings than the presidential debate if you had Probst grilling them and they're sitting on logs. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you really wanted to go all in, you have 10 random people serving as jury members, asking them whatever question they want to ask.
That's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea at all. Just remember, when it happens next year, I said this on the radio.
Steven was here, says, no, Jeff shouldn't do that because his talk show sucks. Has anybody watched? I mean, obviously, Steven has watched it in the chat room. I have not seen Jeff's
talk show. I haven't seen it either.
I bet it's terrible.
Probst is so good at tribal council, I think he'd be great during debate.
I don't know. If his talk show sucks, he might not be.
Plus, I don't think he's ever had any political leanings either way, so I think he'd be right down the line. He's a dead center guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
We really want Probst for the debate.
Cougaron in the Mixler chat room says, Rob, Obama is the shit at debates. I agree. I mean, you cannot take that away from Obama. He is a wonderful debater. He really is.
I'm past the debate. I'm pushing my Probst idea.
Yeah, I'm past the presidential election, to be honest.
Why wouldn't you let Mark Burnett actually be in charge? Like, he could do, like, the directing of the debate, right?
Can you imagine the outcry, though, from America? Like, oh, the presidential debate, look at what we're commercializing.
It would be fantastic if Jeff Probst... Because first off, Probst likes to really grill you, right? And so, like, he would absolutely get the answers he wants. I feel like they should put Jeff in charge.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, Trevor. Well, just like Will and Boogie on The Amazing Race, it's never going to happen.
That should happen also. that's my number one great idea is Probst doing the VP debate. And number two, my second greatest idea is having Will and Boogie on The Amazing Race.
So Cougaron means that Obama is shitty in debates, as in not good. He makes up facts under pressure. I don't deny that either. But his presentation.
I was about to say, he's going to blow Mitt Romney's doors off.
Yeah, he is. Mitt Romney, the thing is, Mitt Romney's going to have to call him out on the facts.
The problem is, Romney seems so, like, and here, and this is, it's very similar, actually, to when Bush was against Kerry. Mm-hmm. Except in this circumstance, Romney's more like Kerry and Obama's more like Bush.
Well, that's an unfair comparison.
Well, I'm just saying, in terms of, people actually liked Bush, right?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
People liked Obama, and I think people liked Bush. They're very charismatic. Bush and Obama both have one thing going for them that's very similar, in that people actually generally think they're good people.
Yeah. Right?
They're good guys.
Yeah.
You could see yourself watching a ball game with them. They genuinely care about people, right? I think both Bush and Obama have that going for them. They may make bad decisions, but, you know, at least you always felt like they had your best interest in mind.
Guest 7049 says, so reality TV is done for the night? Politics? Really?
Yes. I'm Anderson Cooper, and he's Steve Croft from 60 Minutes.
Do not ever compare me to anybody on 60 Minutes. That fucking terrible show.
I know Andy Rooney was your favorite character.
Oh, yes.
Year.
Love that son of a... I'm sorry that he passed away.
I feel bad for Andy.
I think 60 Minutes was literally keeping...
to complain about something.
60 Minutes was literally keeping Andy Rooney alive. The fact that he was butting into The Amazing Race, he loved that.
Listen, Andy Rooney had the greatest job in history. For 1 minute a week, he got to complain about something that he did not like. Yes. I wish I had that.
Well, we do. It's called the RFF Radio, and we get a whole hour.
Why do people go to the checkout line where it says express lane, 10 items or less? If you have more than 10 items, you should not be in this lane.
Last night, I also tweeted something else last night. Nobody, I don't think, answered me. I want to give out an answer. I put a link to a map up online. It was Honey Boo Boo's house, everybody. So I wanted to check out this McIntyre, Georgia, this town that they live in. It is literally smaller than the town that I live in. So it was not hard to find the two intersecting train tracks that go right by Honey Boo Boo's house and find her house. I guess I did have a few answers on Facebook. But I did find Honey Boo Boo's house, everybody. Now if we can just I emailed June to see if we can get her on the show.
I'm sure you did.
I did. I absolutely I know you did. She, Trevor, I think you're going to be able to set in on that interview if it ever happens. I need you with me. You would love to talk to June and Honey Boo Boo. A dollar make me holla.
Well,
did you, in the episode that you watched, did you see her talk with Alana, Honey Boo Boo? Did you see her talk with her stomach? Did you see her grab her stomach?
I did not see that, no.
she has a little extra padding. And so she likes to pull up her shirt to her, above her belly button, and take her stomach, and she likes to talk with it like a puppet.
I did not get the honor of seeing that, no.
Oh, that's too bad. It really is. It's too bad for you, Trevor. It really is.
Yeah.
How can people get a hold of you, Trevor?
They can catch me at TrevorRFFRadio.com.
I'm Rob at RFFRadio.com, Twitter.com/RobRFF, and Facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, we'll be back next Monday night, October 8th, RFFRadio.com/live if you want to listen. Until then, have a great week, everybody, and we'll catch you back here next week.
All right, have a good night, everybody.